I'd like you to grab the hand of the person next to you and start praying for them. To say, God, today, bless this person that's standing right beside me right now. Come on, everyone, let's do that right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, and everybody said, amen, amen. Why don't you have a seat, everybody? I'm so honored to be here, and I just want to thank Pastor Alan and Eleanor, he doesn't like me saying this, but I believe that they have an incredible apostolic call in New Zealand. Can you hear me? Can I have a bit of fallback? Is that all right for me? Not that I like listening to my own voice, but... And about a year and a bit ago, I was diagnosed with COVID. And actually got long post-COVID or post-long COVID. I can't even remember what it's called. And they gave me two specialists. I couldn't sleep for weeks. For about 3 months, I couldn't sleep at all. And they put me on about 19 pills a day. And probably 8 months to 9 months, they put me on opiate and morphine because the pain was extreme. And your pastors prayed for me. And because of their prayer, I hear the church had prayed for me as well. And because of your prayers, I'm here. Yeah. I'm still alive. Yeah. And yes, give the Lord a hand clap. Great. Bit of touch and go there for a second. Ended up in the emergency unit. About 6 hours, and because of my situation, they allowed my wife to come in. And she came in all gowned up, and here I was, you know, trying to get me back. And then I ended up in emergency unit for about a night, and then they put me in a special unit for 10 days. And God's been good to me. Amen. It's great. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Had a great time yesterday with the rest of the team here. And we just kind of taught at level one on the prophetic and really enjoyed myself. Something's happening here. It's great, eh? Before I just share, I met a guy, Ben, as I was walking to out the corridor before. Where's Ben? Ben? Brent. Stand here. Thank you. Where's his chair? You're very special today, Brent. Make sure I get the name right. I couldn't hear you because I was worried going to the bathroom and I thought this was still on. I turned it off. Sorry, did I just say that out loud? Forgive me, Lord, I'm in the house of God. Where's the whiteboard? Sit back a bit, please. Play Joanne. Jesse, stand up. Come here. Give me your hand. The other one. Face me because they're a bit scary. Change is coming for your life. There's a great purpose that God's about to reveal to you because of where you need to go, not where you are right now. And when you get this revelation of purpose and change, it's going to change the way your attitude, it's going to change the way you wake up in the morning, it's going to change the way you think, it's going to change the way of how you act. It's like you're going to have a purpose in your life from this day forward so that you can get up and live the purpose that God has for you. I see a medical school. I see these incredible opportunities that are coming for you. And today, God is going to reveal His love in your heart so that you feel valued and you count. In this world, you're not a number. You're actually, the Bible says, we're peculiar people. Do you know what that peculiar people is in Greek? You're the elite. We are the best of the best. Grade A. So when you have a purpose in your life, you're not going to waste time playing games on your phone anymore. And in fact, I believe God's called you to be a great leader, a great youth leader. Stop wasting your life. Bye-bye. My job is not to preach to you. My job is to come and change the trajectory of where you're going. I'm not here to preach. I'm here to declare. When I finish, I'll go home, KFC, and I'm all done. When you walk towards me, the Lord said to me, it's business. And so when you walk down this path of business and what God is doing in your life, it's actually more than just a business. It's actually, it's like one path, but three ways. And when you go through these things, the question is, I need an answer to these questions, and I need the answers now. True story? Good. So when we're like, how do I bring all this together? How do I make this that it's not everywhere, but compartmentalize them and make sure it's in the right direction? The answer is very simple. The answer is inside you, because the word of God's in you. You're looking out for a bits within. You're actually smarter than you think. You are. I think you're underestimated how smart you are. I want to say to you today, you are very smart. So hold on to what's going on at the moment. Don't let it shake you. Don't let it move you. Don't move from here. Look at me. Don't move from here. Wrong choice. God's hands upon your life. Always has been, because God wants you to be a model to many people. And it's like what you're doing right now is right. Right place, right time, right thinking. God's going to expand this nationally and internationally. So the template that you've got is going to go far and wide in the world. That's why it's taken so long. That's like, man, hurry up. No. Good things take time. Hey. Good things take time. And I see that there's this contract that you're thinking about, the situation that's come in front of you. The answer is yes. And you needed that. Bye-bye. I said to your pastor when I walked into the auditorium, I feel that there's a shift that's happening in your church. Change is coming. In fact, change is now. And one of the ladies just kind of said, you know, why doesn't Pastor come to these meetings? Because he's busy. He's busy preparing everything for you. Leave him alone. If your future isn't gleaning with hope, you're believing a lie. If your future is not gleaning with hope, you're believing a lie. All the ladies on this side, I want you to look at me. If your future's not gleaning with hope, you're believing a lie. How come I'm not getting married? How come the situation in my life's not turning out for good? I just put everything on hold and I look after everyone else because there's no hope in this. You're actually believing a lie. And because God, hope is not just it's just not a statement. Hope is a name. And his name is Jesus. And I want to say to everybody in the middle of this row, hope has a name, and his name is Jesus, and he's for you and he's not against you. There are some people sitting in this group here. God had promised you some things a while ago and you're waiting for it. Don't wait for it now. Claim it. Don't pray for it. Declare it. I don't pray, God, I just pray that you bring this thing. God, you promised me that you're going to bring a move of God in my life. You promised me that you're going to look after my kids. You promised me there's going to be a breakthrough. You're not a man that you shall lie. So I'm going to grab your word and I'm going to give it back to you. And I say, God, do your thing. Yes. Do your thing, God. You've been praying in the streets for how long? Now, God, do your thing. We're not praying for you to turn up, God. You're here right now. Do your thing. This church is going to bring an incredible move of God in this nation. The thing is, God will never give you something that you can't manage. And I love about this church, you have this incredible ability to put things into perspective and take one step at a time. And sometimes people in church thinking, when are they going to get on with it? Just hold on a minute. We're managing well and stewarding well for what's to come. So when it comes, we're all good. Sometimes God cannot pour out His things into our lives until we're ready for it. It's just like my son who was 10 asking me if I can give him the keys of the car. And the church is like, we want revival, we want change, but you ain't ready for it. Until you're ready. And I believe that this church is ready for a move of God. Oh, okay. I thought you'd be jumping up by now. That was really good, Pastor Luca. You're welcome. It's all good. That was really good, Pastor Luca. That's all good. That's pretty good, Pastor Luca. That's all good. The issue here is that we don't believe the promises of God because of the disappointments of our past. I've heard this before. I've been preached before. But when God says, I'm about to do a new thing, what He's saying to you is this: get ready, get ready, get ready, sort it out, sort your past, get your disappointments in order, forgive people, get ready for what's to come. So when Joshua said to the people of Israel, get ready, we're about to go into the promised land, he actually says, forget the idols, forget your old style, forget the way of thinking, forget the stinking thinking, forget about the people who left you, forget about the hurts and pains that caused disruption, forget about everything, I'm about to take you into something new. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. You know how I know you don't believe this? Because people are clapping like this. I'm here to stir you. Because change is coming. I can feel the wind of the Holy Ghost. The reason a lot of you are under attack at the moment, because God is about to do something great. The reason you're under attack is because of the call of God on this church. Did you think that? The reason you're getting so many challenges in your life and in your ministry in the church is because of the purpose. Yeah. It's because of the purpose. Yeah. Because you're apostolic. Yeah. And because you're apostolic, the enemy hates it. So what he does is he filters his way through to bring disunity. You come through a long way. And you've come this far by the grace of God, but the enemy's come to attack you because of the call. Not because you stuffed up. Not because you're bad. See, you've got to go through a crushing in order for you to get into the promised land. Have you ever wondered why? Have you ever asked the question, what is going on? Why am I challenged? How come we haven't got this breakthrough yet? Why is this happening in my marriage, in my life, in my children? It's because of the call. Yes. So the Lord has to bring a crushing first and a cleansing before you walk into your promise. The reason you're going through a crushing at the moment is not because you're bad, it's because of the call. The Apostle Paul says, I've been crushed in every side. The reason we get crushed is because when you crush an olive, what comes out of it is pure oil. People don't need Luca Robertson. They need the oil of the great Holy Ghost. People don't need C3 Tauranga. They need the oil of the great Holy Ghost. God is about to do a new thing in this church. Right now, physically, I'm exhausted. You know, I pray for people and they get healed, and then I'm asking God, I'm still struggling in my physical body, and yet they benefit well. What's going on? You know what the Lord says to me? Nothing. Have you ever been in that position where it's just like, I'm hearing nothing? No? Maybe just us in South Auckland. Maybe you guys are amazing and perfect and beautiful. Have you ever had a time in your life where you're praying and it just feels like this ceiling? Is it just me? Have you ever been in a time in your life where things are going not so good and you're wondering, where is God? Well, let me tell you something. He's right there, David, man. And the crushing comes because of the call and the purpose. And when we're crushed, pure oil comes and it changes a nation and it fills your life so much that nothing else matters but Him. Nothing. And when you live there, that's when everything changes. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. Never, it's not an issue about how I feel. It's about how I surrender. God is not looking for perfection. He's looking for surrender. I was just waiting here for the word of the Lord, and I felt the Lord said, my heart's burdened for the people because they're going through so much. And I feel there's going to be an outpouring of the love of God amongst the church, where you can come to Him and you can trust Him to fill the void that's in your life. Because He paid the price, like you sung just before. In the communion with the exchanges, I'll take your pain in exchange for my healing. I see in this congregation that there's coming an exchange of disappointments and frustration and anger and rage for His love and His approval and His acceptance. Let me talk. Is this all right? Well, I'm on the mic anyway, so. I want to talk to all the men in this room. I see that the Lord is about to do a mighty move amongst the hearts of every man. I do. It's happening in our church. And the reason men have taken a step back a little bit, it's not because they're not manly or they don't love Jesus. It's because the enemy has come to attack the identity of man. And so they don't know who to listen to now. And so the world has projected to you, this is what a man looks like. And what he does is he dulls our voice to a place then that we stand back and we let everybody else lead, but that was never God's intention. So God is about to do a healing in the hearts of every man before He can release you. In other words, He's going to reveal to heal. He doesn't reveal to shame. So it's not like I'm going to come to church and God's going to expose this stuff. No, no. He doesn't expose to condemn you. He's come to reveal, to heal, so that you can move forward in your life. You've got some phenomenal Bible teachers in this church. Isn't it amazing we come to church Sunday after Sunday and yet we still struggle with the same old stuff? Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. That's just South Auckland. You guys are just amazing. Sorry, I'm talking to the wrong crowd. So what the Lord wants to do for you to remove that ceiling of connection to Him is He's going to do a cleansing first, right here, right now, so that you can enter into the new thing that God has for you. So we're no longer feeling filthy anymore. So we're going to come now to the promises that God has for us, because we're no longer limited. Fear, it's believing in another God. And I believe the perfect love of God is about to be poured out into this place. But you need to say yes to that. I know this is very simple. But I just can't help feel that there has to be healing first in this place. So if you don't mind, if you're a man, I'd like you to stand up, please, where you are right now. I want to say to every man, I'd like you to look at me, please. You're amazing.
Yeah.
You're amazing. Thank you for being you. Thank you for working hard. Thank you for standing in the gap. Thank you for trusting the Lord. Thank you for turning up to church today. Thank you for leading the way. Thank you for making right choices. Thank you for desiring God. It doesn't matter how strong you are in the Lord, it's that you've just turned up. And when you turn up, God turns up. Because He says, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. So this is what we're going to do. If you're sitting beside a gentleman who's standing up, I would like you to place your hand on them right now. God is about to do something new in your life. Father, our preparation is not in us, but it's in you. And I ask you today that you're revealed to heal, not revealed to shame. And I pray today, God, that as we lay hands on every man, God, that you would now move powerfully in their lives. We thank you for the man of God that's standing before us. We thank you today, God, that you are going to move powerfully in their lives. I thank you, Lord, there's going to be transformation in the heart and renewal of the mind. I thank you today, God, you're going to bring your promises and they're going to be yes and amen and into fruition. I thank you, Father God, that today faith is going to rise in their hearts. I thank you today that healing is going to take place. I thank you that the old is gone and the new is now. Thank you, Father God, today you're going to pour out your love, that every man in this room who's standing up is going to be filled with the Father heart of God so much that he knows he's approved, so much that he knows he's appointed, so much that he knows he's called, so much that, God, you are with them and not against them. You've gone before him. I thank you, Lord, that the blessing of Deuteronomy 28 is upon their lives. You are the head and not the tail. I thank you, God, that they live victorious in you. I thank you, Lord, that they are the best of the best. I thank you, God, today as every man stands up, Lord, that everything that you're speaking of their lives would now come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The hardest thing about being prophetic is that we have to wait. That's my problem. Because everyone's waiting for, like, come on, give me a word. Ah, okay. Now I know why I'm here. This church is to lead the seven mountains of what God wants in this nation. The mountain of education, the mountain of religion, which is church, the mountain of business, the mountain of family, government, entertainment, and media. This church is going to help to have an incredible ability to put the right people on these mountains to bring change of the kingdom of God in New Zealand. That's why I'm here. I've been freaking out, man. I've been stressing out all weekend. There's a little ceiling. I'm like, man, come on. This church is called to bring an incredible umbrella of the kingdom of God in New Zealand to look after these mountains in this nation. And what God is doing is He's changing and He's shifting and He's sifting everything and the people in this church for a reason, because of that call. That's why I'm here. Not because I'm going to help you do that. That's your job. I'm here to tell you that's what you're doing. I'm here to affirm and confirm to you that's why you're going through a change. That's why you've been going through the shifting. It was never about you. It was about the core of you in this church. And when you bring this change, it changes the trajectory of this nation. When you bring change, it's going to bring the change of how we're going to preach in church. When you bring a change, it's going to change how everything sifts and where it's supposed to be in the spirit. Because God's call on this church was to always bring change in this nation. That's why you're here. That's why everything, the template has changed, because the trajectory is going in a different way. That's why you're here. That's why you're here. That's why you're here. Because you are good at, what does that work out? And that's why you created this prophetic school in this church. Do you know you're the only person that I know of in a movement that's got this prophetic thing going? I thought we were the only one. And then when I'm listening in the spirit, listen to that girl who was telling me what to do yesterday. I love that. I love that when you tell me, well, do this, do that, do that. That's like, about time. That's why you're still here. Even if it was just hanging on with your fingernails. Your job is to bring change in education, change in religion, change in business, change in family, change in calm down, change in entertainment worship, change in media. That's why He's doing a cleansing. I'm about to do a new thing. By the way, the government doesn't tell the church what to do. The church tells the government what to do. You don't come and tell us what to do. We tell you what to do. And the government is upon... Do you know a lot about this, Pastor Ellen? Everyone plays a role in anywhere. And yet comes under one incredible umbrella. Change is coming. And you're going to lead that change. God's called you, pointed you. put the trumpet in your hand, sir. And the scepter from heaven's come down to you, and he says, whatever you want. The crushing has happened because of the court. I could go home now. You can just get up and show everyone on the second service and in the third service while I'm eating KFC back in Otara. Can you feel the shift in the atmosphere? You came from South Africa for a reason. You didn't just arrive here. God brought you here. He brought you to bring change.
Yeah, amen.
That's why you're here. A significant change.
Yeah, amen.
Dave Mann, please stand up. One of the most incredible evangelists in this nation. One of the most incredible evangelists in this nation. Someone said to me, hey, you need to have Dave Mann. I said, nah, he's busy. He'll be all right. Do you know why? Because you do your thing well. I see that the Lord's going to give you great wisdom of how to articulate what this looks like with your pastor. It's like you're the hands and feet of what the Lord wants. And the questions happen because your job is change. Government in this nation. We pray that God will make up for what you've lost. So in the next 6 months, the season of your life is not only coming healing to your body, but a restoration of what you've lost. What the locusts of Eden, God will make up for it. You know what I love about you? You just get on with your business. But what God is doing in your life now, He's bringing transformation of the Father heart of God to you. And you're going to weep and weep and weep and weep and weep and weep and weep. Not for souls, but it's the Lord's heart on you for the nations. Welcome to the team. I feel sorry for you. You're born for this, Aaron. You're born for this. You're born for this, sir. And I'm excited for this church. Before I finish, I pray, God, you'll bring healing to the hand. Healing to the hand. I feel the presence of the Lord now. This man in the Adidas cap. Look at me, sir. Great change is happening, coming for you. Great change is coming. Play beautiful, play, play. Great change is coming for you, sir. It's like you're going to rise from the ashes. God's going to bring you up to a place where you can actually see further and further. I feel the presence of the Lord. I feel sorry for you. You're finishing in the first service and we're going to go glory in the second. You don't have a second. A great man of Stella. An incredible pillar. A man of integrity. It's like a man that wants to do what's right. And the Bible says that the Lord shows himself faithful to the faithful. There are some things that you have really mourned over. And you're like, God, are you going to come through in this situation? And you've seen his faithfulness come through, not because they've changed, because you prayed. It's like there's a desire in your heart that you need. It's like you want to see people do well. It's like you're a father of fathers. What a beautiful man. Can I just tell you something? You're going to be a great model to many men. We've been waiting for you. We've been looking for you. We want you. We need you. What's your name? Bob. I pray today, Bob, that you will see the very things that your heart desires. That you see it all. And you see it now. What a nice man, eh? You're the wife? And what a beautiful lady. What a great team. It's good, eh? I like you to look after young people. I do. Bring them into your house. Teach them how to cook. Teach them how to dress. Nothing wrong with dressing. What a beautiful man. I'm very excited for you. Get the seven mountains going. It's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your mind when you're at the beehive looking around. What? I'm here. All the way from South Africa and I'm here. I feel the presence of God. Change is coming. Shifting this place. Everything you've called it to be, Lord. Great. This lady here, stand up. God's going to bring great healing into your life, into your mind, and into your body. Yes. 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 The answer is yes. 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 The word is that he's going to give you more confidence because you're like you always take a back seat all the time and, you know, like, okay, everyone else, go for it. And the Lord says, no, it's your time to shine. Your time to shine. It's great, eh? Great. Great is thy faithfulness. I'm not sure if I'll come back again. Not that I don't want to. I think God's about to do something here. That we don't need any more modeling, but you're going to model. And then you're going to show everyone else how it goes. There's something happening in this room. And it's all about what God's doing in your life that's going to teach us how to grow. I know I'm over my time, but just stand there. You need to understand something. I've got to get it through here. You are bigger than you think. All these other guys that come in here from around the world and in this nation, great. But you're the leader of the 10,000 leaders. Your voice is stronger and greater than anyone else. You are the elite of the elite. And today I've come here today for you to say to you, this is the man of God. He's lifted high. He said, Lord, I can't do it, but God says, yes, you can. There'll be no more people modeling to you. You are now the model of God that everyone is going to follow. Everything we all believed and we hoped for, now it comes to pass. And when I turn up, I interfere. So I believe today, God God is now. The Bible says that when you humble your heart before the hand of God, in due time he'll lift you up. Today, Ellen, God's lift you up in New Zealand. I'm telling you now, I feel it in the Holy Ghost. Man, I feel it in the Holy Ghost. All right, your time. Bye-bye, everybody.